Hey, Tina.
Hi, Tina. I got Alonzo on the line now.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Alonzo?
Yeah, how you doing, Tina?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, it could be better. That's why I'm calling you guys.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while since we talked. Wow, that's
Yeah.
amazing.
So let me just catch you up on what's been happening, okay?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so I was with you guys off and on for years, and I really wasn't happy with the way the ad was going as far as me ranking towards the top. Went over to this other marketing company and they made all these promises, this and that. But here we are 4 months later and $3,000 later, and he just didn't deliver on nothing he said he can do. And then I
That's the
believe you
problem
guys.
with those guys. They'll promise the moon and the stars, right? Just to get you to kind of jump ship. And then when you do, they don't deliver. I hear that all the time. And I'm sorry that you became a victim of that, you know?
Yeah, I got my bank working on it. I'm trying to like
Good for
reverse some
you.
of those charges.
Yeah,
But
I don't blame
anyway,
you.
right. All right. Can you guys get me back on track, or what is it I need to do? Or
Let me
I
look and
understand
see what's available. Yeah, I'll
Okay, I think
see.
the website is down too.
It might be so. Let me see here. You had a couple of accounts with us, I remember, right? Is
Yeah,
this one for Al's Tree
it
Service, or which one are you thinking?
was Al's Tree Service and it was AS Tree Service for the Google Guarantee.
Okay, so you had LSA too, local service ads. Let's see here. It looks like, let's see. There's Google Guarantee notes on Elle's tree service, and it looks like there's, I can't tell if it's a past due balance of $199 or if there's a credit left over of $199, but there's some notes in here from that department. So let me ask them if you can reactivate, and if so, what the pricing would be. So one second here. I'll check the
Okay.
Google Guaranteed department. Here it is. I found it. I'll tag a couple of people in that department. So in case, one of them's on the phone or something, the other one will kind of see that I'm asking. So,
Okay.
yeah. And then, so I'll put, so that company that you went with, did they take over the Google Guarantee too or no?
No.
Okay, good. Because if they see that the Google Guarantee approval that we gave you back then when we did the background check, if they see that that's been transferred, there is a $250 transfer fee. But if you never transferred it to them, then you should be good. You wouldn't have to worry about that at least. And then your other question was if the website was available to reactivate. So let me see that. That one looks like it is still, it's still available to reactivate, but we're talking about elstreeservices.com. What was the other website you said? Just because you have a, another account, but I'm just looking at this one.
Oh, I'm not sure about the other. I think under the Google guarantee, it was AS Tree Service.
Yeah, let me look.
That's a, it wasn't Al's, it was AS.
That says it's a GoDaddy site and it's parked. That's weird because this website that's attached to this account that has the Google guaranteed on it is showing with elstreeservices.com. Do you prefer a different domain like a as.gov, you know, treeservices.com if it's available, or were you okay with the Al's Tree Services but just thought that the Google guaranteed was running under a different?
Yeah, it always was Al's, but when Google guaranteed posted it, they just put AS. And then you guys,
okay,
under the regular one, they had Al's. So whatever can get me back up and running and generating some work and some jobs, some leads.
Okay.
Do I got to go through the background process again, or is it still good?
No, I think that once you pass it, it's good. I don't think you have to do that.
Okay.
So, let's see here. What I would recommend for you, Alonzo, is what's called our ideal package. What it would do is it would bundle your local SEO, your Facebook ads with the Google guaranteed. And because you're bundling it, you get a reduced rate pricing for it. So, you know, and obviously your website hosting would be included in that too. So with that package, let me just see here. I'm looking. So you'd be paying $249 monthly, and the application fee of $250 for the LSA, that would be waived because you already paid it. Okay, so typically it's $499 today plus the $249 monthly, but you wouldn't have to pay that again. And then once they turn the leads back on, I'm just going to look at the pricing for that. It looks like it's already stored in here. So the leads run $34.67 each. And the, what they would do is once that credit is applied, they would probably call you and tell you to pay the activation budget, which is $452. And that equals 13 leads at $34.67 each. And then if you recall from when you had this before, Alonzo, that $452 works like an escrow account. So that, it, you know, covers 13 leads. So let's say during the month you only take 10 leads. So the next month, you just pay for the 10 leads that you took to kind of replenish that budget. You don't have to pay the whole $452 again. You know, so it's based on, you know, how much leads you're taking. And then I'm sure what you loved about that program before is that you only pay for the lead if it's a valid lead. So if you get someone calling off the Google guaranteed that says, hey, are you hiring? I'm looking for a job. Or, you know, do you do tree service? And then they're 150 miles away and it's outside of your service area. You wouldn't get charged for those. So you would only get charged for the ones that are valid leads.
Okay, now that $34 a lead, that's because I set it that high, I could change that and make it lower?
I don't think that was max bidding, but let me check, because I have Bonnie right now is looking into the figures, but I want to see here. I'll just use the I'll just use the sheet that I have that shows the Google guaranteed pricing. That way I can plug in your industry and then your zip code, and it'll tell me what the lead fee is. So. Excuse me.
So as of right now, I'm not on Angie's List, Yahoo, I'm not on nothing.
Well, you might still have a profile on Angie's if you've used them before, but if you canceled their service, then you wouldn't be, like, getting the leads. So, okay. And then we would reactivate you on the directories that we had you before, such as, you know, Bing and Yelp and Apple Maps and, you know, the very important ones that you need to be on. We would reactivate those and then also, you know, put you back on the first page of Google, because that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, right? So that's probably why your business has been suffering for a while. If that was a Mickey Mouse company that you worked with that didn't know what they're doing, and as a result, you fell off of the first page, that's going to affect you tremendously. So let's see here.
Yeah. Okay. So did I have a Google Guarantee credit, or are you still checking?
Yeah, I'm checking. So let's see here. I was plugging your zip code into that form to see if that was a if that was the max budget for the lead, or if that was the regular rate. So, yeah, it says that the lead should run $30.67. So since yours says 34, I think they were putting in like a little max budget for you. I could readjust that for you. You know, if you do a max budget, you get, you know, a little bit better results, because it's like a bidding system. You know, obviously Google will send the lead first to the one that's paying the most for it. But if you wanted me to make that adjustment, I can, because I see that that's what the pricing is in your area. It's $30.67, and that would equal your activation budget of $400.
Okay. I was just calling to see if I can get back in the line. I have no money right now, so as soon as I get some money, then I talk back and we can get the ball back rolling.
Okay, so
threw me under the bus.
So Bonnie just wrote me back from the Google Guaranteed Department, and she said that credit, I guess, already had been applied to leads taken. So she said that all that's owed on your Google Guaranteed from the past leads was $61.93. So if you wanted to reactivate, they would collect the activation budget of $400 plus the $61.93 to get that going again. So that would, you know, help you out and at least get the Google Guaranteed, because once that's collected, they can immediately turn the leads back on. There's not going to be another waiting period because you already passed the background check. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can you let her know that the last 2 or 3 calls I got was from somebody calling trying to sell me something? It was the same number called multiple times, and I was being charged $35 each time for that.
Let me look.
I'm pretty sure it's the same number, and they called either 2 times or at least 2 times, maybe even 3. But I know he called twice for sure. It was like he called later on in the evening, past business hours. He called twice.
So I see on here that, there was a call that came in on, let's see. On November 9th at 6:20 p.m., that might be the one that called at night, but it says that you were not charged for it. There was one that called November 7th, but it's not that same phone number. It's a different number. And that one, it says it was valid and you were charged for it. But another one came in on October 31st, and that one says it was invalid and you weren't charged for it. And October 30th, invalid, you weren't charged for it. October 28th, invalid, you weren't charged for it. So prior to that, October 26th, not charged. October 21st, not charged. Oh, that's the one I think you're thinking of, because that was like three calls in a row that they says invalid, invalid, invalid. You weren't charged for those. So you weren't actually charged for a valid lead until, well, from, it went way back till October 11th. So October 11th, you got a valid lead, and then on November 7th, you got a valid lead. So all the ones in between, they were monitoring it, and they deemed them as not valid, so they didn't charge you.
So that
and the nice, I think it already was credited because it says it wasn't charged. So here's the thing, Alonzo, is that when you reactivate, you'll have full access to the dashboard again. So you can go in and you can listen to all of these calls. And if there is one that says you were charged and then it should be not charged, you could always just call us and say, hey, can you please look at the call that came in on, you know, October 20th and from this phone number, I shouldn't have been charged for it. And then they can apply credits after the fact. So all of your activity is still stored on the dashboard.
Okay, so that one that we're talking about, the three calls in a row, was that from a phone number, area code 248?
No, those all say 313 area code, interestingly enough.
This guy was calling me trying to sell something, and he called twice.
Do you know what date that is? If you knew the date, I could probably narrow it down, but...
It was like towards the end of my run with y'all. It was like the last few calls I probably would have gotten.
Yeah. So those last three calls you got, you weren't charged for, but those were 313 area codes and a 7088 area code. But I don't see the 248 on that. So I don't think you were charged for it.
Okay, so I need 400 plus the 61 that's delinquent. So a little less than 500 to get back up around here.
Yes, but that would, the 461 would just reactivate the Google Guaranteed. So if you wanted to do the local map optimization on Google, then that would be the 249 that I was talking about monthly. So, and that includes the website and the hosting too. So,
You know, when I was with y'all before, I think I was paying $150 monthly. I don't know if it was because of
you were, but what I was talking about was also bundling it with the Facebook ads. But if you wanted that option to bundle it with just the local SEO services for $150, you could do it. So we could do the 461 to reactivate the Google Guaranteed plus 149 monthly. And then after you pay that, you're just paying that monthly service fee of 149 and then also whatever leads that you're taking for the $30.67 each.
Now, what exactly would I be getting for the 150? Would that get me close to the type of Google or no?
Exactly. So on the Google Maps, if somebody puts in tree service near me, right, what they'll see is the Google Guaranteed companies will show at the top with a little green check mark next to their name. Then right below that, there is a map of businesses. And with those businesses, there's, reviews showing, the website is linked, your phone number is available on a click-to-call feature. So that's very crucial to get listed there on the first page, because in the event that somebody bypasses the listings at the top, which are the local service ads or Google Guaranteed, right, they're going to just go straight to the local map section and hire someone from there.
Okay. Okay. With that 145, I can get my website back up and running too.
Exactly.
Okay. So, if you Google tree service, am I even showing up in?
Let's see.
If you Google tree service, right.
Let's look how, where you are now. So under Tree Service Detroit, I see Metro Detroit, Tree and Firewood, Gary's Tree Services, Wade's Tree Services, Tree Removal Detroit, Detroit Tree Service, Dave's Tree Service, LLC, Amazola, Clean Cut Tree Experts, Tri-County, Detroit, Tree Service, again, that's a different company, but it's called, and then under that, it's Tree Hoppers, Tree Service, The Tree Men, Marlowe, F&G. Yeah, I don't see that you're ranking on the first page anymore, but that's something that we can easily fix for you. That's not a problem. That's why it's important to have that, 149 portion of the program get reactivated.
Yeah, see, if you're not in the top three, it's almost ain't no sense of doing it. And then in my business, my season only has a couple months left.
Yes. That's why it's important to get this reactivated now, because when you come to your off season in the winter months, you could always call us and say, look, stop my billing, you know, for a few months because I'm off season. We don't want to charge you for leads or even for phone calls or anything when you're off season, right? Or you could say stop the Google guaranteed leads and just have the 149 portion running that way in my off season. If somebody calls off the website or they need, you know, another job that could bring in a little money, you could do it. But yeah, we offer those seasonal holds too.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do the 149 and get the ball back rolling, if we could do that today.
Okay, so let's do that. And then let me just put a note in here what Bonnie said about the 461 so that we... Okay, so it would be 460, 461.93. I'll send you an email on it too, just so that you remember, you know. So, plus 400 activation budget. Okay. Then let me just fix that activation budget in the placements so that if you do reactivate, they won't charge you the higher rate. You could still go to them. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long it'll be before the web back up and running?
We usually say one business day, but remember we're in California, so it's only 11 in the morning here, so I'm confident they'll get that done today, but if not, no later than tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep, so... Okay, so I have that all adjusted here, and then let's go into the billing and do the 149 at least so we can get that reactivated. Is it still the Longview address in Detroit for the billing, or did that change?
That's the same, but it's a different card.
Okay, different card. So go ahead with the number when you're ready.
4931.
Okay.
2100.
Got it.
0428.
Okay.
9808.
And expiration?
0130.
And the code?
879.
Okay, perfect. So I will get your authorization for the 149 and you will be good to go. Okay, I got the green light on it. So you're all set there, Alonzo. So just call me when you're ready to do the Google Guaranteed, and then we'll get that portion going for you as well, okay?
So how long do you think it'll take for this thing to start moving, having the presence again on the first page?
You know, it's really going to depend on if we still have access to the Google Business page or not, right? So I'm going to send that department a message and ask them if we still do, because if we do, they can go right in and start optimizing it again, and then you're going to get results quicker. But if not, let's say that you removed our access and gave access to that other company, then we have to try to get access again or contact the other company to try to get in and reprogram it. So one thing that's good for you is sometimes those companies, because they're Mickey Mouse companies and they don't know what they're doing, sometimes they never even ask for access to the Google page. So it's funny, like when people will reactivate and they see that that other company never even touched it, you know, while it was down. So if that's the case and, you know, where we have it, you're going to see results quicker than if we don't. And you said you never gave them access, right?
No, I gave them access, but I never removed y'all.
Oh, you never removed us. Okay. So, all right. Well, then I'm just going to check with that department just to be safe, you know what I mean, and see if we do. Because, you know, I always say it's better to be safe than sorry. So let me see here.
Yeah, could you call me and let me know the way?
Yes, absolutely. Let me just see here with, I'm just trying to see if there's somebody that I could ask right now, because there's different queues that I would have to send it to Google. I'll just do it in the same one that I was chatting Bonnie on. I'll put to James. He's in the verification department.
Okay.
So when I chat him, usually he'll respond right away within the first minute or so. If he doesn't, then that means that he's in a meeting or he's on the other line. So I can always send you, you know, call you later or text you as soon as I hear back. But I just wanted to let you know, in the event that he doesn't respond now, it's probably just because he's tied up with something else.
Okay. Well, just call me back.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You got it. Okay. No problem, Alonzo. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, honey. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye. You have been kicked from this conference.